Friday Terraway, Manchester, Test Vav, Yeah, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, Reb Yossi Lehrer.
Shus de Gabon, Shus de Choshev Tzibur. I would like to speak today, Bezras Hashem, about the sugya of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is Yudalet Ador. Today is Tezvov. Yudalet Ir. Today is Tezvov Ir. I hope it's not too random to talk today about Pesach Sheni. But the emphasis is that really, although Pesach Sheni, they were makif Pesach Sheni yesterday, even today is still connected for sure to Pesach Sheni. A very posh reason why today should be connected to Pesach Sheni is because although yesterday they did avoda for the Korban Pesach, yesterday they did the Shechita and the Hakove, but they ate the Korban Pesach by night they ate the Korban Pesach, which means last night, today's night, the night of Tezvov. So today is part of that day, today is part of last night, so for sure today is still part of Pesach Sheni, and therefore I think it's quite justified to speak today about Pesach Sheni. And the emphasis is in Shulchan Aruch, and I think it's in Kuf Lamed Aleph, in Hilchas Nefilas Hapayim, at the end, there's a Sha'aret Shuvah. Sha'aret Shuvah brings down, do we say Tachnun today or not? He brings down most shit to say, I mean, if there's no Hoyt, if you forget Hoyt, for those who don't. He says, Mitzav Pesach Sheni, some shit to say today, we don't say Tachnun als Tazvovir. So, definitely Tazvovir is definitely still connected to Pesach Sheni, to the Gewaldige Yom Tov, that some people call it the Yom Tov of hope. It shows us that it's never too late, and there's always an opportunity to chaperein, and to be mekayem the mitzvahs, and to be mekayem Rotzon Hashem. The emphasis I found even more of a reason, perhaps more of a reason, to say that today is connected to Pesach Sheni, because the Pesach brings in Divrei Hayomim, the Pesach speaks about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Divrei Hayomim beis Perek Lamed, Perek Choftes, the Pesach that says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he created the Tshuva movement in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, they had served Avodah Zorah, and the whole Eretz Yisrael was tum of Avodah Zorah. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he wanted to rectify it and to be metaknet, he wanted to be machzer Klal Yisrael b'tshuva, so he started the Tahara process to be metar the whole place of Avodah Zorah. And even the Beis HaMikdash was full of Avodah Zorah, the Beis HaMikdash was not ro'i, couldn't do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Chuvtes Pasuk Yudzayin, the Pasuk says, Vayichalu Be'echot Lachodesh Arishoin Lekadesh, that it says that he managed to start to be metahir the Beis HaMikdash, he started being metahir the whole Yerushalayim, to be metahir the place of Avod Zorah, and to get the Beis HaMikdash ready, he started that Avod to get the Beis HaMikdash again ready to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilem, he started that on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that's when he managed to start. And it says in the Pasuk that he completed the Tahara process of the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the Pasuk, B'yayim shish ozer l'chodesh adishen kolu. He finished the Tahara process on Tes Zionissen. But the problem was, because he only managed to finish the Tahara process of the Beis HaMikdash on Tes Zionissen, they missed the opportunity to be makriv the Korban Pesach. Because was the Zionism. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech, he said to Klal Yisrael, because we missed the opportunity to be makriv the Korban Pesach, we'll have to do Pesach Sheni. And he sent messengers that they're going to do Pesach Sheni. It says in the Pasuk that Klal Yisrael, they came, Taka, a lot of people came to do Pesach Sheni. And it says in the Pasuk, in Perek Lamed Pasuk Chof Aleph, it says in the Pasuk, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael ha-nimtzoyim b'Yerushalayim, es Chag HaMatzos, they did Chag HaMatzos, Pesach Sheni, Shevas Yomim. They did Pesach Sheni for 7 days. 7 days they did Pesach Sheni. That's what it says. So if Chizkiyahu HaMelech, on Yudalet Ir, he didn't just do Pesach Sheni, but he did a proper Pesach for 7 days, it must be that those days, Aroi really, have got some Kedusha connected to Pesach, that he could make a Yom Tov then, a proper Yom Tov Pesach then, on Tezvov Ir for 7 days. Because if the days wouldn't be Roi, he wouldn't be able to be Kaveh Yom Tov then. So we see for sure today, and even perhaps the whole week of Hayid, is definitely has got some Kedusha of Pesach. And you may say perhaps that's only in the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, which I think wouldn't be correct, because the days must be Be'etzen, have some connection to Kedushas Pesach, in order to make a whole Yom Tov of Pesach. But it says in Parshas Pinchas, very interesting, Pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas, the psukim that speak about the korbonos that you would you bring on Yom Tov. It says in the pasuk Perek Chofches pasuk Tezayin. It says in the pasuk B'chodesh Arishon as Rosh Chodesh Nissan B'arbosrim L'chodesh Pesach L'Hashem. Pasuk says it's when it's Pesach, and then pasuk Yitzayin it says V'chamish Oser Yom L'chodesh Hazeh on the 15th of that Chodesh. It doesn't say which Chodesh. Just says V'chamish Oser Yom L'chodesh Hazeh the 15th of that Chodesh. And usually when the pasuk repeats itself in other parishes, the pasuk says. Specifies exactly which month. He just says, V'chamish oser yoyim l'chodesh hazeh, the 15th of that month. Chag shivas yom matzis yochel is going to be Pesach for 7 days. Says the Meshech Chochmah, because it doesn't say clearly which month, it just says, V'chamish oser yoyim l'chodesh hazeh, the 15th of this month is going to be Pesach 7 days, says the Meshech Chochmah. This pasuk teaches us that if the Pesach Mikdash Lo Zet Lovay will be rebuilt, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, for example, if we are zeich that let's say Pesach Mikdash will be built on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so we missed Pesach Rishon, so we'll do Pesach Sheni. Says the Meshech Chochmah, we won't just do Pesach Sheni, we will celebrate Pesach Sheni for 7 days. We'll do a proper Pesach 7 days, starting Tezvov Iyar. Yudalet Iyar will bring the Korban Pesach, and then we continue Tezvov Iyar 7 days. We'll do a proper Pesach. So we see for sure these days are connected to Pesach. Therefore, I think it's definitely justified to speak a day too late, because it's not too late to speak about Pesach Sheni. Sorry? Yeah, it says Matzos Yochel, only Matzos. Chazal say, Chazal learned that on the Shalom Forum Sfaseinu, if we learn the halochas and the nyonim of a korban, as if we makriv it, so should be zeich etake, by speaking about the Korban Pesach, that it's as if we mark of the Korban Pesach, and the segulus and the ashpos of the Korban Pesach should be chal on us. And I want to start with the kasha, a very shvere kasha. A kasha Rashi brings in Parshas Boy, and in Parshas Ba'alo Yischo, when the Pesach speaks about the Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon, Alku the Posuk in Parshas Ba'alei Yischo, Rashi brings it also in Parshas Bo. Parshas Ba'alei Yischo, the Posuk speaks about Pesach Sheini, the Posuk says like this, V'chi yogur itchem ger, when the ger comes to live with you, a ger comes to be mezgayer, also Pesach Lashem, he'll bring the Korban Pesach, kachukas ha-Pesach, uchmishpotoi kinyas, he'll keep to the haluchos of Korban Pesach. Says Rashi, he brings from the Medrash, Azay. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chi yogur itchem geir, when a geir comes to live with you, V'osu Pesach Lashem, he will bring the Korban Pesach. Says Rashi brings it, says the Medrash, therefore I would ever have him in any time. Whenever a geir comes, V'chi yogur itchem geir, whenever a geir comes, I would have thought that's Pshat in the Pasuk. V'chi yogur itchem geir, whenever a geir comes to be Megayir, V'osu Pesach Lashem, he'll bring the Korban Pesach. So therefore the Pesach has to tell us, no, Kechukas HaPesach Uchemishpot HaKeinas, he's got to keep to the aluchas of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is Yudalet Nissen, the Geir brings the Korban Pesach in Yudalet Nissen. This is a Pele. Why does the Medrash have a Havman, and perhaps even the Posuk has got such a Havman, that's why it says an extra Posuk. Why would we have a Havman whenever a Geir comes on a random date to be Megayer, straight away should bring the Korban Pesach, Mechetese. How can you bring a Korban Pesach on a random date? So that's a kasha. So hopefully we'll answer it in the Hamshach. First, to bring with the Pesukim of the Korban Pesach, the Pesuk in Parshas Baloischu, when the Pesuk speaks about the Pesach Sheni, the Pesuk says, "Vayi anoshim asher hoyu tmeim lenefesh adam." People were tomei meis, v'lo yoch lelasis haPesach b'ayim ahu. They couldn't bring the Korban Pesach. It says in the following Pesuk, "Vayoyimru ho anoshim hoyim elov." They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Anachnu tmeim lenefesh adam. We are tomei meis. We know we are tomei meis. But lo moni gora. Why should we lose out levilti hakrif skorban Hashem b'moy adoy? Not to bring the Korban Pesach." All the many mafarshim ask. It's very interesting. What are they asking? They say the reason themselves. Anachnu tumeim lenefesh adam. We are tumei meis. So we understand there's a reason we can't bring the Korban Pesach. And we know the Torah has got rules. There are rules, there's a structure to the Torah. A Kohen can do the Avodah Yisrael, can't do the Avodah. You can't say it's not fair. That's the rule. A Kohen Godel can go in the Kodesh Kedoshim only Yom Kippur, not every time. Everybody's got gets the chances to do some special things. But there are rules. They said themselves, "Anachnu tumeim lenefesh adam." So why did they say "Lomo nigora"? The lashon of the Chaim HaKodesh is, do they ask for new Torah? So it's a pele. So the Chaim HaKodesh has an answer. He says that these people, they were just mekayim a mitzvah. They were either nois aroyin shal Yosef, and that's why they were tumei meis, or they were mishol val tzofon. They were metapel, but not the vavir were tumei meis, or perhaps a meis mitzvah. They did the Rotzen Hashem, they did the mitzvah, and because of the mitzvah, they were tmei meis. They felt it's not possible, it can't be, that because we did Rotzen Hashem, we did the mitzvah, it can't be we're going to lose out. It's not possible. Right? And that was true. If you do what Hashem wants you to do, if you know what Hashem wants you to do, and you do it, it's not possible you're going to lose out. So it's true, it was, they missed Yudalet Nissen. And new Dalitness in this date for Korban Pesach, but we can't miss out, it's not possible, there must be some solution for us. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Ben Shalom, said, it's true, I'll give you a random date, you Dalit year. It doesn't really perhaps make sense, but that time is a good time. So we learn from the Chaim HaKodesh, a gewaltige Yesod in Bitochen, if you do what Hashem wants you to do, and you know that Hashem wants you to do this, that's, can't see more from the Chaim HaKodesh, then you have to have bitochen that you're not going to lose out. It's not possible for you to lose out. Rebbe Anshon will create something new for you to help you. But there's another mahalach, perhaps a more poshuta mahalach, or different mahalach in this kasha, that what were they expecting, these people, is the Sefer HaChinuch, he speaks about it in Korban Pesach and Parshas Boy, but more in Pesach Sheni Parshas Baloischo, the Chinuch says that Korban Pesach, which I saw one of the Mepharshim, I don't remember who, says that the most important oifen to do Zechiras Yitzas Mitzrayim is through the Korban Pesach. By being Makrev Korban Pesach, that's the most important mahalach of doing Zechiras Yitzas Mitzrayim. And Zechiras Yitzas Mitzrayim is something which is negiah to the Yesoidus of Emunah, the Yesoidus in Emunah and Yichud Hashem, and in the Rebbein Shalom created the world. And because it's such an important Yesod, Yitzias Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is done as Korban Pesach, mainly, is therefore, we have to make sure everybody gets a chance to bring the Korban Pesach. Says the Chinuch, therefore, if a person didn't have the opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach, we'll have to give him a second chance because it's so important. This is Nagia to the Yesod of Emunah. And because of it, we can understand some other Yesodis as well. We see by the Korban Pesach, it says, "Kol ben neichar lo yeichal boy." Mishen nesnaku masuv lo bivshav b'shemayim. A person who left derech haTorah, he left Torah mitzvahs, he can't bring the Korban Pesach. Why is it so that a person who left Torah mitzvahs can't bring the Korban Pesach? And why is it so that we see that if a person, for no good reason, he didn't bring the Korban Pesach, He's also, his chayv koris is only mitzvah saseh besides bris mila. If a person just doesn't do it for no good reason, his chayv koris. Why is it so? By korban pesach, it's special that kol ben meicher lo yichal, by whoever left her mitzvah, he can't bring the korban. And if you don't bring the korban pesach stam, you also your chayv koris. Why is it so? And Terence says, because korban pesach is nega to the yisodis and emuna, and it is there to help us to be mizbein and to be mechazek and emuna and yichud Hashem. Therefore, if a person is ben nechor, is nisnak umasav lo vivash abashmaim, decided to leave Torah mitzvahs and not to bother, there is no point for him to bring the korban pesach because he's not interested. He's not interested to work on himself to be mizbein in yichud Hashem. The same if a person. For no good reason, he didn't bring the korban pesach. It says in the pasuk, "V'nichas hanefesh ahi meyamel." His nefesh gets koris meyamel because if he didn't bring the korban pesach, and therefore perhaps he's not interested in to connect to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, then there's no point of his nefesh to remain. V'nichas hanefesh ahi meyamel. You have to have a bris mila to eat the korban pesach because it's so important. And the Meshech Chacham in Parshas Baaloischo, he's also marach on this on the Indian of Korban Pesach, and he points out a few nekudas, which I want to say over, a few nekudas of the Meshech Chacham. He says what the Korban Pesach helps us, how the Korban Pesach helps us to be mechazek and emun and the Rebbeinu Shleilem. Says the first thing that the Korban Pesach helps us is it helps us to understand that there's a hashgocha protis, because By the Rebbeinu Shleilem said to Meshe Rabbeinu, we see in Markus Oro, for example, Rebbeinu Shleilem said, "V'samti fedus bein ami uvein amecho." That the Rebbeinu Shleilem said to Paro through Meshe Rabbeinu, that "I'm going to show you, I'm going to make a difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. The makkah will happen by the Mitzrayim and not by Klal Yisrael." So we saw Hashgacha Protis. The Rebbeinu Shleilem knows how to make a difference, and even more so by Makkas Bechoris. That not only did the Rebbeinu Shleilem make a difference between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrayim, but even within the Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shleilem made a difference that he only killed the Bechorim and not the others of the Mitzrayim. So even within the Mitzrayim, the Rebbeinu Shleilem made a difference. So we see the Hashgacha Protis. In the Korban Pesach, the Yitzias Mitzrayim helps us to be mizbein and to realize that the Rebbeinu Shleilem is mashgiach b'protis on every person. When we realize this, it gives us a chizuk and amune to be ma'amen in the Rebbeinu Shleilem, because we know the Rebbeinu Shleilem treats everybody individually. Another nekuda the Meshech Chacham points out, and the Chinuch Rambam has also got nariches, but just using the Meshech Chacham also points out another nekuda is that Yitzias Mitzrayim helps us be mizbeinen against Avodah Zorah, because the Rambam explains in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, the famous Yisoid, the Rambam says that the toes of the Ovdei Avodah Zorah was because they saw that Rebbeinu Shleilem leads the world al pi derech hateva, and the Ovdei Avodah Zorah, they felt that it doesn't make sense that the Rebbeinu Shleilem would involve himself in this world, in this perhaps lowly world and mundane world. Why should Rebbeinu Shleilem get involved and bother themselves with the needs of this world? So therefore, the Ovdei Avodah Zorah said, must be that not only the Rebbeinu Shleilem leads the world al pi derech hateva, but the Rebbeinu Shleilem has actually put the teva, the koichovim, mazolis, and whatever they may be, the sun, the moon, whatever they may be, the Rebbeinu Shleilem has actually put them in charge of the world. They have become in charge of the world. Mamele, therefore, because they are in charge of the world, that's why the Ovdei Avodah Zorah started serving them, started davening to them, started bringing korbanos to them, and they felt because they serve them, they daven to them, they bring them korbanos, that's how they give them koyach, that's how they transfer koyach and give koyach to those bodies, those koyachovim mazolis, and as a reward, they'll get koyach back. That's what. So Yitzias Mitzrayim showed us that the Rebbeinu Shleilem was completely involved. He changed the Chukei HaTeva, he broke the Chukei HaTeva, and not only that, he broke the Avodah Zorah. So Yitzias Mitzrayim helps us be mizbeinen that the Rebbeinu Shleilem is completely in charge, and he didn't give over the Hanhoge to the Teva. We have to serve the Rebbeinu Shleilem. That's a very big Yisoid in Amun in the Rebbeinu Shleilem. Another Nekudah the Meshech Chacham points out, very important Nekudah in Amun in the Rebbeinu Shleilem, is that Yitzias Mitzrayim teaches us a very important Yisoid, that the Rebbeinu Shleilem wants us. The Rebbeinu Shleilem wants us to remain Kayom. and well. Sometimes this is harvoinish, sometimes this is nesiyonish, but overall the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to keep alive, to stay alive and to be well. As we saw by Yitzias Mitzrayim, says Meshchach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam went out of his way to save Klal Yisrael, to give them a kiyum. So that helps us to be mechazik and amun in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we see that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants our best. Another important nekude Meshchach points out is that Yitzias Mitzrayim helps us understand the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to be part of the Tzibur. He wants us to be Mu'uruv Ben Abriyos. Like we see by the Korban Pesach, is Nechal B'chabur, you need to eat it in a group. And there's a shit in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Shoich Tinas HaPesach Ala Yochid, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, you need to eat it with the Chabur. So that also teaches us, Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to be in a Tzibur, he wants us to be more of Ben Abriyos, he wants us to have a social life, which is Be'emes HaChizuk and Amun, if we know that that's what Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. That's what Mesh Chochma says. And not the last nekudah I'm going to mention, he's got a few more nekudahs, but the last nekudah I'm going to mention is Mesh Chochma says that there is different groups in Klal Yisrael. Some are Kohanim, some are Levim, some belong to Yeshivat Yisochar, some to Zvulun. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us all, and for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam we are all equal, just everybody's got a different job. But we are all equal to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Could be one job is perhaps more choshuv than another job, or looks more choshuv. But for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we are all equally, all the same level. That's what the Korban Pesach teaches us, as the Mesh Chochma. Because by Korban Pesach, the Gemara says, has got the din of a Korban Shlomim. And usually Korban Shlomim, parts of it go to the Koyin, the Chazei V'Shai go to the Koyin. And here by the Korban Pesach, the Murim go on the Mizbeach, and the Chazei V'Shai stay for the Bailim. That's as the Mesh Chochma to teach us this lesson, that we are all the same, we are all the Kohen and Israel, we are all the same, we have different jobs, we are all equal to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When a person is misbein that, is for sure is mechazik l'amun in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when he sees the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, wants us all, we are all the same. So we've seen now that, as the Mesh Chochma puts it, I think he puts it like this, that the Korban Pesach helps us to be mizbeinen in Yichud Hashem, and by being mizbeinen in Yichud Hashem, it helps us to remove netiyah towards Avodah Zorah, which means other forces, whatever Avodah Zorah is, and nowadays Avodah Zorah has got a different interpretation than before. Being mizbeinen in Korban Pesach helps us to remove ourselves from a netiyah towards Avodah Zorah. And the Mesh Chochma says even more. It's not only that's what I understand from Mesh Chochma, could be I saw someone also bring this down, this version, that not only that the Korban Pesach has got a metzius that helps us be misbeinen in Yichud Hashem and therefore move away from Avodah Zorah, but Korban Pesach has got a metzius dige koyach, a koyach seguli. When you bring the Korban Pesach, it creates a tahara process and it cleans us from Avodah Zorah, from a netiyah towards Avodah Zorah. That's what the Korban Pesach does. It's actually by metzius, even without the misbeinenus, you have to be willing to accept it. But even without being misbeinenus, Korban Pesach is metahara from Avodah Zorah. As is Takam Duik in the Posuk, in the Medrash, and by Korban, in Pesach Mitzrayim, it says in the Posuk, Mishchu ukru lochem tzoyin, and Chazal Darshan, Mishchu yedeichem me'avoy dezore, ukru lochem tzoyin lekorban Pesach. Because that's what the Korban Pesach does, it cleans us, it helps us eradicate a netiyah towards avoy dezore, and to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. And Mesh Chochma brings the following Posuk. Pasuk says in Parshas Boy, Moshe Rabbeinu teaches Klal Yisrael the avodah of Pesach Mitzrayim, how to do the Korban Pesach, and then the Pasuk continues in Perek Yud-Beis Pasuk Hofei, V'ho yoki suvayu al oretz, asher yitin Hashem lochem, kasher diber, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, u'shemartem as v'avodah hazois, you've got to keep this avodah going. Rashi brings there, it's a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, because it says Voyo ki Suvoyu al Oretz, therefore we know that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, after Pesach Mitzrayim, the next time that we will have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach will be in Eretz Yisrael, Voyo ki Suvoyu al Oretz, will be after Kibush of Yerusha, after 14 years of arriving in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael has been mechulak to the Shvatim, that's when you will start again this avoid of Korban Pesach. Rashi there brings it in actually in Parshas Va'aloischa, I think, could be also in Parshas Bo'i. Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says that we find two times that Klal Yisrael brought the Korban Pesach before arriving in Eretz Yisrael, or before Kibush V'Yerusha. One time was, as the says Tosfos, was him Parshas Va'aloischa, Bashona Hashenis, that's the story of Pesach Sheni. Bashona Hashenis, Klal Rabbeinu Shlalim said bring Korban Pesach, and some people couldn't bring it, and that's when the Parsha of Pesach Sheni started. But we see clearly that Klal Yisrael brought Pesach Sheni, sorry, Klal Yisrael brought Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, the second year, sorry, in the Midbar, the second year. And another time they brought the Korban Pesach before Kibush V'Yerusha was when they crossed the Yarden with Yehoshua. I think it was before the Melchom with Yericho. So Yehoshua ben Nun, he gave a bris milah to all of Klal Yisrael because they couldn't have a bris in the Midbar. And they all had a bris and they brought the Korban Pesach in Gilgal. And there also it was before Kibush V'Yerusha. So says the Tosfos Asakasha, why did Klal Yisrael bring the Korban Pesach those two times before Kibush V'Yerusha? The Pesach says, "Voyu kisivaya lor." It's that Korban Pesach after Pesach Mitzrayim, Korban Pesach will only be once you've gone, come to Eretz Yisrael and you've been mechalek Eretz Yisrael to the Shvotim. How come Klal Yisrael brought in those two times? They brought it before Kibush V'Yerusha. That's what the Tosfos asks us. The Tosfos, the Rashi brings it, Alatere. Tosfos says, was al pi adibur. It was a special mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shlalom asked them, please bring the Korban Pesach. So maybe because the Rebbeinu Shlalom said, gave a special mitzvah, bring the Korban Pesach, exceptionally, therefore they brought the Korban Pesach, Bashon Hashenis, and also once they crossed the Yarden in Gilgal.
Why all the 38 years they never made Korban Pesach in the Midbar?
Yeah.
Why didn't they come along the Gora? They should all come so.
Could be there was no mitzvah at all, so no one gets mitzvah. If everybody gets mitzvah, I'm left out because I am Thomas. What's that?
Yeah.
They lost. They didn't. There was a mitzvah. Okay. Very good. So the Mesh Chachma says, according to his Yisoid, I have to go a bit quicker. The Mesh Chachma says, according to his Yisoid, it's very moving. The Meshech Chachma says, we don't find when the Rebbeinu Shlalom gave mitzvahs that are dependent on coming in Eretz Yisrael, we don't find that the Rebbeinu Shlalom made a special request, do it one off even before you come to Eretz Yisrael. A mitzvah that's dependent on coming in Eretz Yisrael, we find they only did in Eretz Yisrael. Why was there a special request? Says the Meshech Chachma, because Klal Yisrael had served Avodah Zorah. Klal Yisrael had served Avodah Zorah after they left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Tammuz by the Egel that served Avodah Zorah. So they needed the Tahara process. Bashon Hasheni is the Rebbeinu Shlalom said that although really Korban Pesach is only for Yisrael, I'll have to give you Korban Pesach. Why? Because you've served Avodah Zorah, you need the Tahara, and Korban Pesach helps us to be Matar from Avodah Zorah. That's why Bashon Hasheni is as an exception they brought the Korban Pesach. The same also in Gilgal, Klal Yisrael had just served Avodah Zorah with Bnoi Smoyov. Bilam had been Minyayetz Bolok, he said, get Klal Yisrael to serve Avodah Zorah, and says that in the Pesach, Vayitzomed Lebal Pa'er, Klal Yisrael had served Avodah Zorah just before they entered Eretz Yisrael, before they came under the Hanog of Yeshua Ben Nun, they had just served Avodah Zorah, that same year. So the Rebbeinu Shlalom said, they served Avodah Zorah, although Korban Pesach really only for Eretz Yisrael, but we'll have to make an exception, you'll have to bring the Korban Pesach in order to be Metar yourself from Avodah Zorah. So we see that the Korban Pesach is Metar a person from Avodah Zorah. Now, There's a halacha in Seches Kisus, in Daf Chesam and Beis in the Mishnah and Daf Tesam and Aleph, the Gemara, the Mishnah explains, the Gemara brings Mekoros that when a person wants to be Megayer, Goyer wants to become a Yid, there are three parts to the process, which are not very well known. Three parts. One part is, we all know, is Mila. A guy has to have a meal in order to become meat. He has to have tvile. And the last part is he needs to bring a korban oile. A korban geirus, that's what a guy has to bring in order to become meat. And the Rambam passes like that's machlokes geshoyne, but as long as the guy didn't bring a korban geirus, he can't eat kotshen. The Gemara says nowadays that we don't have a korban, we can't be mekabel geirum, says the Gemara. Nowadays you don't have a korban, you can still be mekabel gerim, but they can't eat kotshim. Kotshim they can't eat. A guy, if he wants to become a yid proper, in order, and he will also be allowed to, he wants to eat kotshim as well, he needs to bring a korban gerus as part of the tahara process, and then he will be able to eat kotshim as well. The Mishnah in Psochim, I think it's Daf Tzadik Beis, and the Mishnah says, Gerishin is gayer b'erev Pesach, V'toval, which means after his bris mila, he had the bris mila and he did the tefila. Be'erev oichel es pischoi. At night he can eat his korban Pesach. Frag den Sameach, the Meshech Chochma. How can a guy who just done bris mila and tefila eat by night korban Pesach? He needs to bring his korban gerus. He hasn't brought his korban gerus yet. Says the Meshech Chochma, I'm going to tell you more the gechidish. And the Pepsamakor said, I'll bring him the Gechidish. He says the Korban Pesach, not only has got, like, you know, helps a person become clean from Avodah Zarah, but it's got a halachic ramification. It makes an afkumin in halacha. If a person brings a Korban Pesach, it's got a din of Korban Gerus. Memele, the Geir was Megair on Erev Pesach. He did this bris mila and the Tvile. Tonight they can eat the Korban Pesach because the Korban Pesach is a Korban Gerus. It works as a Korban Gerus. It's Metairim even Haloche. A Korban Pesach is Metairim person by Metzias, and it's the din of a Korban Pesach. And tonight they can eat the Korban Pesach because it's Mutter Bekotchen. Memele lefizeh, it's very moving what we asked in the beginning. It says in the Posuk, we'll do in Pashas Boy the Posuk. The posuk, v'chiyogurit chogeir, when the geir will come and will be megayir, v'osu pesach l'ashem, he will bring the korban pesach. Says the medrash, the havamin is, you learn the posuk pshuta, v'chiyogurit chogeir, when the geir comes whenever he comes in rosh chodesh tamuz, if he wants, he comes and becomes a geir, v'osu pesach l'ashem, straight away he will bring the korban pesach. Fake the meshchach, mechtes he should bring the korban pesach on a random day. Teretz is because korban pesach has got enough korban gerus. He's going to bring the korban gerus, so let him bring the korban pesach instead. So therefore the posuk says no, that he's got to kid the Korban Pesach only works on Yudalat Nissen. If on Yudalat Nissen he brings his Korban Pesach, it's like a Korban Gerus, but otherwise he's gonna have to bring his Korban Gerus separately. So it says Mesh Chachman, just to finish off, it says Memel is very Meduik the posuk. It says in the posuk V'chiyo Gurit Cho Gerus Osu Pesach Lashem. It says Himo Eloi Kol Zuchor. He has to have bris mila, v'ozik havlasoi soi, and it says in the posuk, v'hoyoke ezrach ha'oretz, he will be like every person. What does mean he will be like every person? Pshat is, if he brings his korban pesach, v'hoyoke ezrach ha'oretz, he will be like any other Jew. He won't have to bring his korban gerus anymore, he's become a proper yid by bringing the korban pesach. Shkoyach.
Excellent. Let's go, Chibiosi, and a special welcome back to Avrom Hyman. Avrom Hyman, special welcome back, and to Mr. Yaldi. Mr. Yaldi.
Hello
there. Welcome.
Where's the fire?
We gave him a welcome.
Special welcome back to Mr. Yardley.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go.